Gail Conway is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The total value of mortgages lent by credit unions affiliated to the Irish League of Credit Unions has risen 51% in the past year. For the first time, the ILCU has published its annual results for the financial year to September. It's highlighting that mortgages now comprise a total of 10% of the total loan book of ILCU credit unions, which make up 90% of active credit unions in the country. Dave Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, is in studio to discuss this now. Good morning, David. This is the first annual release of the ILCU year-end financial results. What are the key highlights and performance indicators?
Good morning, Gail. Yes, the results themselves show a comprehensive and sustained increase in lending across all our lending portfolio. This is our 14th quarter in a row lending growth, and our lending is up 11% year on year. Strikingly as well, our lending over the last 10 years has increased by over 70%. And in the last 2 years, that accounts for nearly 50% of that growth itself. Remarkably as well, our arrears are at an all-time low, less than 2.4%. We're continuing to outperform in these trends the wider financial services sector.
So the credit union sector's mortgage loan book has almost doubled in 2 years, climbing to more than 700 million. Do you know yet how much of the overall market share credit unions have here? And what's the trajectory, especially in light of the upcoming central bank review and easing of mortgage spending limits?
Yes, in terms of the mortgages itself, it's important to put in context that credit unions have been substantially involved in mortgages for the last 2 to 3 years. In terms of looking at mortgage drawdowns, we've about 5% of the mortgage drawdowns in the last 12 months themselves. Interestingly, though, looking at our loan book itself, as you've mentioned, it's doubled in the last 2 years. Our mortgage loan book currently for the sector is over 730 million euro, and we see that clearly with a momentum of growth increasing to 1 billion euro in the next 12 to 18 months. And that will see us soon migrating into being one of the top five providers of mortgages in the country. And I think particularly what credit unions are offering in terms of mortgages is stability, competitive rates, but also stability of rates and a consistent rate itself as well. We have member savings that we can lend for mortgages. We don't depend, like other banks and non-bank lenders, on the ECB rates or else on terms of wholesale money markets. Our rates are less volatile and more stable.
So you're looking for the cap for mortgages, the number per independent credit union to be removed or to be increased?
We're very hopeful of the easing of these limits, and we look forward, eagerly await, the central bank review of the lending framework, which we expect early next month. And clearly now there's a business case for this. There's a clear, persistent demand from the public for credit union mortgages. And we're also showing our lower risk profile, particularly in terms of key metrics such as loan to income and loan to value.
And looking at consumer behaviour, what changes have you seen in digital transactions and electronic payments?
We've seen clearly a shift in our members' use of our services, particularly to digital. Year on year, our digital transactions are up over 21%, and it's a fourfold increase over the last 5 years. Interestingly as well, of our loan applications, now 56% of them are digitally online lending transactions. That's up from 9% 5 years ago. And I think as well, we're seeing in terms of our current accounts, which offer contactless payments, that 60% now of our card transactions on our current accounts are contactless, and that's facilitated by accessibility to Google Pay and Apple Pay.
And briefly, David, what's the outlook for the year ahead?
There's some exciting outlook for the year ahead. One of the key aspects will be in terms of instant payments. Credit unions will now be at the forefront of the implementation of instant payments. This will mean that money can be transferred from credit union current accounts to any account instantaneously 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. This will mean that if you're in a restaurant, you want to share a bill, you'll be able to do this next year because of the implementation of instant payments. And finally, just to say as well, we are continuing to look at expanding our product range, enhancing our digital services. But what hasn't changed and will never change is that we have an absolute commitment to putting our members first.
OK, we leave it there. Dave Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thanks for your time this morning.